Now, the Irish Kidney Association has said that kidney donations from altruistic living donors to strangers should be accepted here, and they want government to legislate and allow that to happen soon, as Mark Murphy, Chief Executive of the Irish Kidney Association, has explained.
Altruistic donation is a living donation done by a member of the public giving an organ to the system, a kidney. And we don't do that here. We should, we believe. It's quite a big decision, but people want to make it.
Mark Murphy, the Chief Executive of the Irish Kidney Association, and I'm joined by our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. And this system of altruistic organ donation, explain first of all, Fergal, for our listeners, how that differs from the system we've currently got in place.
Well, currently we do have a living donor system whereby people may donate organs, often to family members. And then also, obviously, we've deceased donations whereby people have indicated or families indicate that the organs of a deceased person, a family member, may be donated. And in terms of altruistic living kidney donation, it doesn't exist here at the moment. At the moment, the Irish Kidney Association says Ireland has to refuse those donations. However, they do happen in Britain. About 500 have been performed in Britain. And the Kidney Association said today about six people in the last 3 years have gone to Northern Ireland to donate kidneys under altruistic donation system there. And it's a pity, they say, it's not available here. I think the Kidney Association believe it probably isn't necessary to wait for legislation, particularly because there is a strict system in place for living donations. However, the Department of Health says that altruistic kidney donation, that involves major surgery for the donor with no physical benefit to them. And it said it's a complex area which requires assurances that the donor is making an informed and voluntary decision free from duress and coercion. And obviously the point that's being made within that is to avoid any issue that there might be a financial incentive or other incentive to influence a person to donate a kidney. They want to, I suppose, lock those issues down in legislation.
And some drop in the number of donations being made here in the last year, according to the latest figures, now admittedly from a high. Organ Donor Awareness Week, that was launched today as well to coincide with all of this.
Yes, Organ Donor Awareness Week starts on the 1st of April, and I'm at the Mansion House where it's being launched. We've seen that there were 274 organ transplants last year, down by over about 11% compared with the previous year. There were 81 deceased donors and 40 living recipients of kidney donations, which is very good news. Last year was what they call an average year in terms of donors, but obviously each donation is invaluable, and it shows the generosity of the living and the dead. And there have been many speakers here at the launch talking about donors, including living donors, and they're described as heroes, really. And certainly that's the feeling. There's a push to try and get the debate going on in families and individuals. I think members of families should have the conversation to discuss their wishes should something happen, so that all family members know there's a wish there to donate organs, and it makes that decision a difficult decision that can be made at a difficult time.
All right, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers there.